You're with Tate O'Toole on ABC Local Radio across the territory.
Joffrey, Cersei, Tywin Lannister, the Red Woman. I can't sleep until I say the names.
The names of every person in Westeros.
Only the ones I'm going to kill.
Oh, everyone's getting very excited about the new Game of Thrones series. But did you know that Australians are amongst the worst in the world for downloading that series illegally? And it's not just that series. We just really seem to like stealing stuff online when it comes to, in particular, TV series and movies. Pretty amazing considering actually our internet across the country isn't even that good. But we will actually there is a move to stop online piracy. Australia's Attorney General George Brandis is hoping to introduce some legislation that will stop all of that. Still, Garion is a freelance technology writer and commentator. How's he going to do it?
That's the $64 million question, Kate. We haven't actually seen any details of what Attorney General Brandis has in mind for us. But I think we should start off this conversation by saying that the idea that online piracy, I hate the word piracy even because it sounds a bit kind of, you know, cut us in your teeth.
Is that why you don't like it? That's exactly why I do like it.
I can get where you get that. But it's this idea and it's something, you know, this has all come out of the fact that the Attorney General gave a speech on Friday in Canberra, where he reinforced this idea that copyright infringement is theft. And part of me goes, wrong, Attorney General, aren't you meant to be a lawyer? The whole core concept of theft is that you permanently deprive someone of their use of a particular thing. You know, I steal your car, you never see your car again, I've got your car. Whereas illegal downloading is, well, I will be able to see your television program without having paid for it. Okay, you're suffering financial loss, but technically it's not theft in the same way that if I con you out of your life savings by telling you some, you know, wild story and you choose to hand me all your money, I haven't stolen anything from you. Sure, I've got your money, but it's fraud. It's not theft.
Right.
So I'm kind of wondering why our Attorney General has already allied himself with the propaganda from the copyright industries who are protecting their legacy distribution mechanisms. And I'm on a bit of a rant here, Kate.
Yes, I can feel you really ramping up. I'm just holding on.
I'm arcing up. But the deal is here, before we had the internet, if I wanted to watch a video, I had to buy a DVD or before that a tape.
Mm.
If I wanted music, I had to get a CD or before that vinyl. And of the $20, $30 that I paid for that, maybe $2 went to the artist, $2 went to the filmmaker, and all the rest was absorbed by the distribution mechanism in between. The copyright aggregators, the wholesalers, the retail stores, and so on. Now, what the internet gives us is this whole mechanism for saying, sure, you've got the movie there, that 300 megabytes of data, pipe it over the internet to me. That shouldn't cost me $19, you know, like 95% of the cost of a disc. That should cost me like about 4 cents. So why is this ancient, inefficient distribution mechanism being propped up by the Attorney General? There you go.
Yes.
You go
okay.
There,
all right. So are you arguing that there shouldn't be a crackdown on copyright infringements and piracy, or just that the price point needs to be better?
Probably the latter. When I look at kind of this concept of crackdown, and look, you know, I will say it actually sounds very bad when you look at kind of the last series of Game of Thrones. Of all of the illegal downloads of games, I keep saying games, plural, what is wrong with me? Game of Thrones, globally, 18% of them were Australians. It's like, you know, we're great. We do illegal downloads and swimming and cricket. We're fantastic. But really, when it
comes to that, and we don't even have the NBN yet.
I know, and that will, well, actually, I think that's part of the point, because if we had pervasive, really high speed and affordable internet, then the companies that do streaming online services in the US, like Netflix, like Apple TV and others, would already be here, and we'd already have a mechanism to say, oh, the new series of Game of Thrones or House of Cards, whatever it might be, Rake, we should be plugging Rake. That's an ABC program, and that's excellent.
Isn't it? But it's just already available easily online on iView.
Online, unless you're outside Australia.
Yes.
So that's another whole story.
Yes.
But about the geographical nature of this. But the idea is, here's a new series. Someone makes it available online and says, hey, do you want to watch these? It's $3 an episode. Plonk down your credit card number. Here it is. What's particularly happened with the new House of Cards series is that that's been wrapped up in an exclusive deal with Foxtel, so that if you want to watch it, you can't go to Apple or Netflix or any of the other providers and pay $3 an episode to watch it. You have to sign up for a Foxtel subscription and everything that comes with that, and sign up for 12 months, and it's X dollars a month, rather than just paying by the program.
So still, Garion, I'm getting that this all seems to be a bit archaic and a bit unfair and holding people to ransom, perhaps in a way that isn't reflective of the way people want to consume entertainment in 2014. That's the sort of vibe I'm getting. But what I don't understand is, has the Attorney General actually proposed a way of trying to get, I don't know, internet providers to block the... to sort of stop us from Australians from being able to access these sites?
Well, short answer, he hasn't actually put a proposal on the table. I mean, his speech was to a conference that was held on Friday, which was about discussing what should we do about copyright in the internet age. And so he's setting his scene and saying, look, I'm not so sure that, you know, we should throw away all of the copyright defences. And he's quite right there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm thinking if someone's made a TV series or recorded some music, they deserve to be paid appropriately for you to watch it or listen to it. I mean, that's just fair. You know, so someone who rips them off by just illegally copying and distributing it, you know, they are really scum of the earth. But at the same time, what he's proposed, well, no, proposing is too strong. He suggested that what we might want is something that's called a graduated response, officially in the political jargon, something that's called three strikes rules in the slang, but it's really the idea that somehow the film and TV industry will be monitoring the data that is going through internet service providers. If you are caught illegally downloading something, they'll send you a first notice and say, oi, we can see you. A second notice, oi, we can see you, and you're still doing it. Third notice, third strike, sorry, we are issuing a penalty of some kind. So that might be, we'll issue a fine or we'll cut off your internet connection or something. I mean, he really didn't say anything other than...
Because people are already... I know people who've got emails from, I think in particular, Sony, for instance, with...
Yes.
It was when... This was when the big Michael Jackson documentary was released, I think. I recall people getting a lot of... emails from Sony
absolutely.
Around that.
And these happen. And in fact, there was a huge legal case that went through the federal court and appeal all the way up to the High Court last year. That was the film and TV industry versus iiNet, which is the third largest telco in Australia, but the second largest broadband provider, because Optus is more about phones than about broadband. And when they were getting these notices to hand on to their customers, iiNet was saying, nah, sorry, who are you? Why should we act as your, post office and talk to our customers? No, I mean, come back. If someone is being accused of illegal behavior, come back with a court order. We're happy to help you. If someone is behaving illegally and is proven behaving illegally, we will happily cooperate with you. Until then, go away. And that ended up all the way to the High Court, and the High Court says, correct, on the basis of the notices you have now, iiNet was not you know, didn't have to do anything. Now, that's what is driving this push from the film and TV industry to say, well, okay, the High Court went, can't do it. So now we would like the law changed so that that is what happens. And the problem with it, I see personally, couple of problems. One, it's guilt by accusation. It's the film and TV industry saying, you have been illegally copying our stuff and you must suffer these penalties. I said, well, sorry, you'd need to prove that in a court of law, don't you? That's what, you know, accusations are about. That's rule of law. So that's one objection I have. The other objection I have is it seems that it doesn't actually work. Rebecca Giblin is an academic legal person at Monash University. She's actually done some proper academic research in the countries around the world where they have these kind of three strikes rules. And short answer, they don't seem to really make any difference.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see what they propose and if that's anything, you know, different to what has failed to work elsewhere. Yes. And then, I guess, yeah, and then we'll see. We'll see.
At the moment, it got as far as the Attorney General, George Brandis, gave a speech at the beginning of a conference in Canberra the other day. It's all hints and suggestions that this is what's in his mind. But of course, now it all goes into the standard political lobbying process and, you know, turn on the washing machine, spin it three times and see what comes out at the other end.
Still, Gary, and always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for letting us know what's going on.
My pleasure. Anytime, Kate.
Still, Garion is a freelance technology writer and commentator on things internet.